Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in birth anniversary celebrations of great Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikond Cholapuram Temple in Tamil Nadu today. Prime Minister to also share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 this morning. Prime Minister Modi emerges as world's most popular democratic leader with 75% approval rating. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat today. And in chess, Kuneru Hampi draws with Divya Deshmukh in first game of FIDE Women's World Cup final at Batumi in Georgia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the celebration of the birth anniversary of the great Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I with the Adi Tiruvadirai festival at Gangaikond Cholapuram Temple in Tamil Nadu today. He will release a commemorative coin honoring one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. Our correspondent has the details.
The fitting celebration in honor of the great king Rajendra Chola I by the Ministry of Culture through the Adi Tiruvadirai festival from 23rd July will conclude today. The concluding ceremony will be graced by the Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi. The event hosted at the iconic Gangaikond Cholapuram in Tamil Nadu, which was once the capital of Cholas for more than a quarter of a millennium. Today's celebration also marks the 100 years of his maritime expedition to Southeast Asia and the construction of the UNESCO-listed Gangaikond Cholapuram Temple. The Adi Tiruvadirai Festival 2025 offers a majestic tribute to the enduring legacy of Rajendra Chola I and the cultural brilliance of the Chola dynasty. It commemorates not only the historical emperor but also celebrates Tamil spiritual heritage, the Shaiva Bhakti and India's ancient maritime connections. It is notable to mention that the Adi Tiruvadirai marks the birth star of the Rajendra Chola I. Chidambaranathan for Akashvani News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Thoothukudi in Tamil Nadu last night after returning from the Maldives. The projects will significantly enhance regional connectivity, boost logistics efficiency, strengthen clean energy infrastructure and improve the quality of life for citizens across Tamil Nadu. These initiatives span across key sectors including airports, highways, ports, railways and critical power sector advancements. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the historic free trade agreement signed between India and the United Kingdom during his overseas tour.
विदेश प्रवास के दौरान भारत और इंग्लैंड के बीच ऐतिहासिक फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट हुआ है. ये भारत पर दुनिया के बढ़ते भरोसे और भारत के नए आत्मविश्वास का प्रतीक है. इसी आत्मविश्वास से हम विकसित भारत बनाएंगे, विकसित तमिलनाडु बनाएंगे.
Mr. Modi said that infrastructure and energy form the backbone of any state's development, and over the past 11 years, the sustained focus on these sectors reflects the priority accorded to Tamil Nadu's progress.
In 11 years, mein infra aur energy par hamara focus ye batata hai ki Tamil Nadu ka vikas hamari kitni badi priority hai. Sabhi pariyojanaye bhi तूतुकुड़ी और तमिलनाडु को कनेक्टिविटी, क्लीन एनर्जी और नई अपॉर्चुनिटीज का हब बनाएगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi described his state visit to the Maldives as extremely productive. As the guest of honor for the 60th anniversary of Maldives' independence, he was the first Indian Prime Minister to attend these celebrations. Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizzu also welcomed the visit, calling it a defining visit that will shape the future of bilateral relations. In a social media post, he expressed his gratitude to Mr. Modi for his state visit, emphasizing that India will be a crucial partner for the Maldives moving forward. India and the Maldives strengthened their bilateral relationship by signing pivotal agreements in multiple sectors, including fisheries, meteorology, digital infrastructure, and more. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It'll be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It'll also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emerged as the world's most popular democratic leader with a 75% approval rating, according to a recent global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey, which reflects public sentiment collected between July 4th and 10th, 2025, shows Mr. Modi well ahead of his global counterparts. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung followed with a 59% approval rating. Argentine President Javier Milei secured the third spot with 57%. The survey uses a rolling 7-day average to assess opinions among adult populations in each country. This recognition for Mr. Modi also coincides with another milestone in his political journey. Yesterday, he has completed 4,079 days in office, surpassing Indira Gandhi to become India's second longest serving prime minister in an uninterrupted term. Mr. Modi is behind only the country's first prime minister, Jawaharlal Nehru. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strong resolve and the support of fellow citizens sent a strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism across the world. Addressing the 8th National Security Strategies Conference in New Delhi, he said that India's rising stature will lead to increasing national security challenges in the years to come. Mr. Shah said that the next 5 to 10 years will be very important for the development and security of the country. He urged that the use of national databases like NatGrid, Nidan, IMOT, and CBI's fugitive database be inculcated amongst young officers by including them in all training programs. In Chhattisgarh, at least 4 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. Bodies of the killed Maoists have been recovered. Security personnel also recovered a large quantity of weapons, including self-loading rifle, from the spot. A joint team of security forces was dispatched on a search operation after the intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the southwestern region of the district. There has been intermittent exchange of fire between security forces and Naxalites since yesterday evening. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Somalia. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consists of 10 tons, which includes essential medicines, surgical items, hospital essentials, and biomedical equipment. He also added that India is continuing humanitarian assistance to Somalia. US President Donald Trump has said the leaders of Cambodia and Thailand have agreed to meet immediately to quickly work out a ceasefire as he sought to broker peace after 3 days of fighting along their border. Thanking Mr. Trump, Thailand's acting Prime Minister Pumtom Vichayachai said that his country agrees in principle to have a ceasefire in place but would like to see sincere intention from the Cambodian side. President Trump said he has spoken to Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet and Phum Tham and warned them that he would not make trade deals with either if the border conflict continued. Mr. Phum Tham also said he's asked President Trump to convey to the Cambodian side that Thailand wants to convene a bilateral dialogue as soon as possible to bring forth measures and procedures for the ceasefire and the eventual peaceful resolution of the conflict. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over the recent armed clashes along the Cambodia-Thailand border, urging both nations to agree to an immediate ceasefire and resolve their disputes through dialogue. In a social media post, he called for a ceasefire and offered assistance to facilitate a peaceful resolution between the two nations. Mr. Guterres stated that he remains available to assist in efforts towards a peaceful resolution of the dispute. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat today. The weather agency says that monsoon conditions are likely to be in active phase over central India and along the west coast and adjoining Ghat areas during the next 3 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Uttarakhand, East Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected today over Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and coastal and north interior Karnataka. And now, news from the world of sports.
In chess, first game in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 between Koneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh ended in a draw in Georgia last evening. Divya was playing with the white pieces while Koneru was on the board with black. Both the players got 0.5 points each after this draw. Game 2 of the final will be played today. The All Indian clash guarantees a spot in the next year's FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament. On to cricket, India will resume their second innings at an overnight score of 174 for 2 against host England on the last day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. Captain Shubman Gill not out at 78 and KL Rahul unbeaten at 87 gave India a glimmer of hope as England took a massive 311 run lead on day 4 last night. At stumps, India is still trailing from the host by 137 runs. Meanwhile, the Asian Cricket Council ACC yesterday announced the detailed fixtures for the upcoming Men's Asia Cup 2025. The tournament will take place from September 9 and will likely conclude on September 28 with Dubai and Abu Dhabi as the likely venues. India, Pakistan, UAE and Oman are placed in Group A, while Group B comprises of Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan and Hong Kong. India and Pakistan are set to meet in the group stage clash on September 14. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Swastika Sairaj and Chirag Shetty bowed out of the China Open 2025 after a straight game defeat to Malaysia's world number 2 duo Aaron Chia and So Woo Yeek in the semi-finals yesterday. With Bimal Mohapatra, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In archery at the World University Games held in Germany's Essen, India's Sahil Jadhav won the compound men's individual gold while Parneet Kaur bagged the women's individual silver. With this, India finished second with 5 medals, including 2 gold, 2 silver and a bronze. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. With a collusive military threat from China and Pakistan figuring high on India's radar screens, the Indian Army is now setting up new Rudra all-arms brigades and Bhairav light commando battalions for swifter punch along the borders, writes the Times of India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh paid rich tributes to Kargil heroes on Kargil Vijay Diwas yesterday, saying, India will forever remain indebted to them, reports the Statesman. Phase 1 ends, 9% of Bihar voter roll may be junked, headlines Hindustan Times. Quoting research and data, Indian Express reveals that entry-level small car demand continues steep decline, while premium SUVs and MPVs surge, with first-time buyers opting for higher-priced models. And finally, the Asian Age reports that the Delhi government has moved Supreme Court, challenging the blanket ban on diesel vehicles older than 10 years and petrol vehicles older than 15 years. The plea is likely to be heard tomorrow. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in birth anniversary celebrations of great Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikond Cholapuram Temple in Tamil Nadu today. Prime Minister to also share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. Prime Minister Modi emerges as world's most popular democratic leader with 75% approval rating. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Gujarat today. And in chess, Koneru Hampi draws with Divya Deshmukh in first game of FIDE Women's World Cup Final at Batumi in Georgia. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.